from Washington, this is VOA News. Russia's Putin remains steadfast. Elections are underway in Liberia. I'm Vincent Ruch, reporting from Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country will not back down from supporting compatriots in Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula, which was annexed by Moscow earlier this year, despite widespread Western protests. On Saturday, Mr. Putin urged Russians to prepare to undergo certain difficulties in the days and months ahead. The Russian leader spoke Saturday in Moscow as his foreign ministry promised to retaliate against new Western sanctions targeting Crimea. Health workers manned polling stations Saturday as Liberians voted in a Senate election that was delayed twice because of the West African Ebola epidemic. Liberian election officials mandated that everyone wash their hands and be tested for fever before entering buildings, and then maintain a one-meter distance from others. Critics had questioned whether it was safe to hold the polls with the potential for the Ebola virus to spread between people in line at polling stations. Voter turnout around the country was reported to be low. The World Health Organization says the death toll from the Ebola epidemic in West Africa has topped 7,000. New figures show fatalities in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, climbing to 7,373, an increase of nearly 450 from the World Health Organization's previous update on Wednesday. The total number of cases in those three countries now stands at 19,031. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon noted the spread of Ebola has slowed in parts of Guinea, but said he's worried that the number of cases in Guinea's forest region, bordering both Liberia and Sierra Leone, continues to grow. More on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sony Pictures says it still hopes to release its controversial film about a plot to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The motion picture was the trigger for a massive computer attack on the Hollywood company, which U.S. authorities have blamed on North Korea. Pyongyang says it can prove it was not involved and proposed Saturday to carry out a joint investigation of the hacking incident with the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama has vowed that the U.S. will respond proportionally to the cyber attack on Sony Pictures, which again has been traced to North Korea by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Speaking Friday during his annual end-of-year news conference at the White House, Mr. Obama said Sony erred in canceling the release of the movie.
We cannot have a society in which some dictator someplace can start imposing censorship here in the United States.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. will respond to the hacking, quote, in a manner and time we will choose, unquote. U.S. President Barack Obama won praise from Cuba's leader Saturday for moving to restore diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana. But President Raul Castro told his nation that this does not mean the end of communist rule in Cuba. In a speech to Cuba's National Assembly that was televised throughout the island, Mr. Castro said he is open to discussing a wide range of issues with U.S. officials expected to visit Havana next month. He also confirmed he will attend the Summit of Americas in Panama in April, where he is expected to meet with Mr. Obama. President Castro's speech Saturday was his first public comment since the diplomatic breakthrough was announced simultaneously by the two countries' presidents. According to the U.S. Defense Department, four Afghans who had been held for more than a decade at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have now been returned to their home country. Shawali Khan, Ki Ali Gul, Abdul Ghani, and Mohammed Zahir are the names of the four detainees officials say were released at the request of Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani. Most U.S. troops are due to leave Afghanistan by the end of this year. Officials have said more transfers are expected in the coming weeks. Zambia's information minister says the ruling Patriotic Front has a much better chance of winning next month's presidential election now that acting President Guy Scott has publicly reconciled with the party's presidential candidate, Edgar Lungu. Supporters of the PF expressed concern after 14 cabinet members called for Mr. Scott's removal from office last week. Information minister said the tension dissipated Saturday after Mr. Scott and other party leaders accompanied Lungu to the Electoral Commission office. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.